This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. As Israeli forces advance deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out major terrorist attacks on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump's attorneys are shocked the former president took the verdict with solemnness. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Donald Trump's lead attorney in his New York criminal case told the Associated Press he was shocked at the former president's calm demeanor when the verdict was read in court. A jury of a dozen New Yorkers convicted Trump on all counts of falsifying business records, a felony punishable by either incarceration, probation, or a fine. Defense lawyer Todd Blanche said Trump just kind of took it with the appropriate solemnness for the moment. Blanche said he thought Trump was still handling himself well on Friday, the day after the verdict, even as the Republican has railed that the trial was unfair. Trump has vowed to appeal. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Trump portrayed himself as a victim of a rigged trial. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. In its quest to fill the dwindling ranks of its infantry, Ukraine has turned to recruiting prisoners to join the fight against Russia, and more than 4,000 have applied so far. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
Under a deal offered by the government, prisoners will have their sentences cleared if they serve in the army until the end of the war. The Justice Ministry says more than 4,000 have applied so far. Private Russian mercenary group Wagner recruited tens of thousands of Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, offering them a full pardon if they survived 6 months at the front. Prisoners in Ukraine convicted of certain offences like multiple murders or treason are barred from serving. More than 1,700 already have the green light. Over 780 prisoners have already been freed from prison and handed over to the armed forces. But it will likely take months for significant numbers of new troops to be ready.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is on the brink of losing its parliamentary majority for the first time after an election that has brought a stunning drop in support for the party that led its country out of apartheid under Nelson Mandela. Reuters. Results are not yet final, but with more than 97% of votes counted, the ANC has just over 40%. That would mean it would not have a majority for the first time in 30 years since the end of white minority rule in 1994. Coalition talks are likely to be complex and also have repercussions for President Cyril Ramaphosa, whose re-election is in the hands of parliament. A federal investigation being launched into another near-miss incident at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a normal departure Wednesday morning for American Airlines Flight 2134 bound for Boston.
Clear for takeoff.
Runway clear for takeoff, American 2134.
But just minutes later, the air traffic controller had to abruptly pull the jet back.
2134, cancel takeoff, clearance. Go around.
Rejecting the takeoff, 2134.
Those tense moments captured by liveatc.net. Officials say takeoff had to be canceled to avoid a collision with a smaller plane landing on an intersecting runway. The jet finally took off for Boston about 4 hours later. This is the second close call in as many months at Reagan National. I'm Jackie Quinn.
United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has told a gathering of top security officials he doesn't want war with China. He doesn't see war with China as imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. He stressed the importance of renewed dialogue between him and his Chinese counterpart in avoiding miscalculations and misunderstandings. I'm Alexis Strope.